Greeting readers, welcome to the January edition of the Library News brought to you by your favorite patron services team at the Iowa Library for the Blind. First, we want to thank everyone who attended the library's open house last month. It was a great evening of stories, conversations, and goodies. And we appreciate everyone who took the time to come. We would like to extend a special thank you to Dr. Bob White, one of the library's volunteer narrators. He did a great job reading holiday stories throughout the evening. This month, we have a special guest on the Library News. Sarah Williford, director of the library, is here with us. She is the first in a series of staff spotlights we will feature during Library News. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what is your role at the library?
My role as library director involves quite a few things, but I really have the honor of overseeing the library and working with our amazing staff. I get to work on developing and maintaining services, collections, and programs for our library, and I also work with other organizations and partners to increase services and awareness of our library services.
All right. So what made you decide to work in the libraries?
Well, ever since I was little, so I have a traditional kind of library connection. I've always used libraries, loved libraries, reading. I also really like to find information, dig up those answers to answer questions. I will say, in college, I was on a very different career path, but took a library course and fell in love with library science. So it's kind of how I started my journey into libraries.
Nice. And what do you enjoy most about working at the library?
That's a hard question. I love so many things about it, but I can say just connecting with people and connecting people with the right book or information when they need it. And then also getting to work every day with our patrons, our partners, and our library staff. Our library has some amazing programs and services, and some are very new. So I get a front row seat to watch them grow and be successful and, again, connect with the people and get them what they need.
All right. And last question, what is your favorite memory working at the library?
Oh, that's tough. I have a lot of them, so I'm not going to give you just one. So I will say one I love thinking about, and I still actually have this discussion with the patron, is just discussing a Harry Potter book with one of our young patrons who had just finished reading it in Braille. So it was a big achievement for them to finish that book in Braille. They were so excited to be able to kind of take part in that whole Harry Potter discussion. And to this day, we still, when I see him, have a conversation about those books. I will say, too, that our staff, we have taken some risks, honestly, to ensure that we continue great services that have been a huge success. And I get to work with such talented people and, again, take part in those successes and kind of really pushing the boundaries on how we serve our patrons has been fun, too. But I will say probably the one that makes me smile the most is our staff tends to do some different performances, whether it's for our volunteer workshops or to help promote library services, whether it's singing in person live on a stage or doing a fun video. We always have way too much fun, but always come together to help promote those library services. So that's probably the one that makes me smile.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's time to go beyond the book. This month, we are introducing a new feature to Library News called Beyond the Book. Every other month, we will highlight an audiobook in our collection. We will introduce the book, and then you will have the chance to request that title, and if you would like, offer a review or your thoughts on the book. We will read a select few reviews in the next segment of Beyond the Book in Library News. You can email your review to library@blind.state.ia.us, or you can call in your review to Leslie at 515-452-1329. Here's your chance to reach out to other patrons about the books you would like or hear your review in Library News. As an example, we are starting off Beyond the Book with the book Dark Winter by William Dietrich, DBO 15413. Dark Winter is about 26 men and women working at the Edmondson Scott Base in Antarctica. When a possible Martian meteorite is found, possibly worth up to $5 million, it isn't long before the rock disappears. Then the crew of the base start dying. There is some strong language. A reviewer says, "Good mystery and adventure story. The detail about life in Antarctica in the winter is very interesting. The narrator did a great job. It was very easy to listen to." Another reviewer, Jane D., says, "Good plot and character development with enough twist to keep you guessing. The story drags a little in the middle, but overall a great story." In the next Beyond the Book, we will read Outlander by Diana Gabaldon, DB36535. This is a historical romance, perfect for February and Valentine's Day. It begins in 1945 as Frank and Claire Randall are on a second honeymoon in the Scottish Highlands, where Claire is studying rare plants and Frank is researching family origins. One day, Claire steps into an ancient stone circle and is hurled back in time to 1743. There is violence, strong language, and descriptions of sex. Please call the library to request this title at 515-281-1323. We would love to hear your thoughts, and you might hear them on the next Beyond the Book. Please call our email with your reviews by February 21st, 2020.
Now for the 10 most downloaded books on Bard this week. The Guardians, DB96912, John Grisham. 22 years ago, a young lawyer, Keith Russo, was killed. The police arrested Quincy Miller, a young black former client of Russo, despite the lack of evidence or motive. Now, decades into a life sentence, a desperate Miller contacts a nonprofit run by a lawyer who is also an Episcopal minister. Blue Moon, a Jack Reacher novel, DB97107, Lee Child. An elderly couple made a few well-meaning mistakes, and now they owe big money to some very bad people. While helping them out, loner Jack Reacher suddenly finds himself a wanted man in the middle of a brutal turf war between rival Ukrainians and Albanian gangs. A Dangerous Man, DB96546, Robert Cray. Joe Pike has just left the bank when he sees his teller forced into a vehicle. He rescues her, but she is soon abducted again. As Pike and Elvis Cole race to find her, they must figure out who wants the young woman and why. Violence and strong language. Labyrinth, DB96130. Catherine Coulter. In downtown Washington, Agent Sherlock Volvo is suddenly T-boned. As her car spins out of control, a man's body slams against her windshield and then blackness. Meanwhile, in Gaffer's Ridge, Virginia, Special Agent Hammersmith rescues a kidnapped woman who claims her captor, the sheriff's nephew, has probably murdered three missing teenage girls. Some violence. Land of Wolves, DB97044, Craig Johnson. Still recovering from the harrowing events in The Depth of Winter, DB92275, Sheriff Walt Longmire investigates what may or may not have been the suicidal hanging of a shepherd in Absaroka County and becomes more and more empathetic towards an oversized wolf in the Bighorn Mountains.
The 19th Christmas, DB96863, by James Patterson and Maxine Petro. When a fearsome criminal known only as Loman seizes control of the headlines, December is upended for the Women's Murder Club. Loman is planning a deadly surprise for Christmas morning and has commissioned dozens of criminal colleagues to take actions that will mask his plans. Killer Instinct, DB96850, by James Patterson and Howard Ruffin. Dr. Dylan Reinhart and Detective Elizabeth Needham from Murder Games, DB88443, reunite to stop the most sinister terrorist plot against New York City since 9/11. As it unfolds, Needham does something courageous that makes her a prime target for the ruthless murderer behind the attack. Christmas in Winter Valley, DB96897, by Jody Thomas. Cooper Holloway is planning to spend Christmas alone at a rustic cabin in remote Winter Valley. His plans are quickly thwarted by the arrival of two unexpected guests, a stranger in desperate need of his help and a very attractive young veterinarian. Stealth, DB97005 by Stuart Woods. Stone Barrington is enjoying some downtime at his English retreat when he's unceremoniously sent off to the remote reaches of the UK and into a deadly snare. This is only the first folly by a rival power, one that has its eyes set on disrupting the peace of the nation. Bloody Genius, DB96763, by John Sanford. At the local state university, two feuding departments face off on the battleground of science and medicine. When a confrontational scholar winds up dead, it will be up to Virgil Flowers to sort the murderer from the mere maniacs within this group of wildly impassioned, diametrically opposed zealots.
Don't forget, it's not too late to subscribe to our D-lists. They are The Great American Read, which includes the top 100 books of all time as determined by PBS, Voice, Voices of Iowa Connecting Everyone, comprising of books recorded by our local volunteer narrators, and the Bookmark series, which are books that read like a Hallmark Channel movie. Call the library to sign up today.
Here are some upcoming events at the library. January SOAR, Saturday on January 25th, 2020, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The library will also be open during those hours for anyone who would like to use the library. The library will host the Iowa Regional Braille Challenge on Saturday, February 29th, 2020. What is the Braille Challenge? The Braille Challenge is the only academic competition of its kind in North America for students who are blind or visually impaired. Any blind or visually impaired students in grades 1 through 12 who can read and write Braille are eligible to participate in the Braille Challenge. All contestants are divided into five categories and tested on fundamental Braille skills such as reading comprehension, spelling, speed and accuracy, proofreading, charts, and graphs. The day will include activities for parents, siblings, and children just learning Braille as well. This year, the Braille Challenge will also include a STEM Fest from 2 to 4 p.m. This event is free and open to people of all ages. Please join us for an afternoon of activities designed to explore, create, and learn in the areas of STEM. All exhibits, materials, handouts will be made with the principles of universal design in mind. And last but not least, the library staff was presented with the Team of the Year Award at the Iowa Department for the Blind in December. Congratulations, library team. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!